Who are you? You ask me who I was?
Very well, then, who were you?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
My name is Mark Robbins, and I play the ghost of Jacob Marley in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol at the Kansas City Repertory Theater.
Mankind.
The very first time I started playing Marley years and years and years ago, I thought what would make my job as Marley easier is if I didn't have to pretend to be hauling around a bunch of chains, if they weren't plastic chains. I mean, a lot of energy would be going into trying to imbue these fake chains with weight. And I think the chains are very important because they're a huge, wonderful, huge metaphor for the consequences of living poorly.
You remember what has passed between us!
Hi, I'm Jim Gall, and I have the privilege of playing three roles in the production of A Christmas Carol at the Kansas City Rep. The Ghost of Christmas Present is my favorite. I've been drawn to that since as a child. That was my favorite character in the movies. Then I came to UMKC, and I got to see the live performances I would sneak in as an undergrad. Scores of times. And that was, again, my favorite character. Marley is unfortunately damned to a life of hauling around his regrets. I live in the moment, the present. And it has a couple of meanings. It's a gift to Scrooge to show him the life, like a Christmas present. But I'm Christmas right here and now.
Ebenezer Scrooge, come forward, come and know me better, man.
Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me, little man.
Well, he embodies the joy of the season, experiencing life to its fullest. Stop and smell the roses. Appreciate those around you. Enjoy food, enjoy beverage, enjoy friendship, enjoy love. To get outside yourself and experience life to its fullest. And that's what he's trying to get old Scrooge to do. And it works.
Very well, Jim. I will drink to myself for your sake. And the day's. To Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
To Mr. Scrooge.
It's a wonderful, wonderful story. It's a one of a kind. It's a little jewel of a story that fits in, that just happens to use as its frame the season of Christmas, which was very important to Dickens and is very important to all of us, no matter what faith we are.
He didn't know how long he'd been among the spirits. He didn't know anything. And he didn't care. Scrooge was all a flutter and a glow with new good intentions.
Good people are in joy.
Take care of your poor people. Take care of your sick. Take care of those who are in need. And get out of yourself. Let your spirit wander forth. Do something. Do something for someone else. Let your spirit impact another person in a positive way.
Oh, thank you, Jacob. Oh, you see, I will amaze you. My life will be a celebration.